and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Booth Announcer Man. And hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour right here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI and beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in still somewhat summery Sandpoint. I'm Bob Witte along with you. It is North Idaho Thursday. I want to thank Willie and Ricky for joining me yesterday on Ricky's Top 10. That was a lot of fun. We'll have part two of that particular show. I don't know when. Maybe next week or whenever we're scheduled next for Ricky's Top 10. We'll just have to wait and see as we get into September. Anyway, we've got a good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General Health. We'll have the latest stats and so on what's happening at BGH and how full the hospital may or may not be and how COVID cases are going, etc., etc. And then once again, we'll welcome in our good friend Kari Sakamano from Ting Crazy Fast Fiber Internet. Tell us what back-to-school special might be going on right now. I don't know. I'm just guessing at that, but we'll find out all about it. And in our final segment, we'll meet Ron Rigoni. He is from the Panada Theater, telling us about an event going on there this weekend, Night of the Bards. We'll find out what that is all about. What is this day all about? Let's see, it's Thursday. Oh, the final of a three-part concert series in Farman Park is happening this evening, 6 o'clock, the music starts. I think the gates or the plastic fence, whatever you want to call it, around Farman Park will open about 5 o'clock. And get your seat for bluegrass music with the Stillhouse Junkies. I just met them, the trio, just moments ago outside of our studio here. And it should be a great show. It should be a great night for it. And it's really a lot of fun. I mean, a high today of, what, 74, 75? It's like perfect, perfect. There's a Smokesmith Barbecue will be there. I believe it is Eichhardt's with beer and wine. So come on out, and it's absolutely free. It's a family-friendly event. So that's happening this evening in Farman Park in downtown Sandpoint. What else is going on? Let's see. Oh, also this afternoon, 4:30, there's an Orchids Award ceremony at the new McDuff's. The Orchids from Preservation Idaho for Excellence in Historic Preservation. They did such a fine job in restoring the old library and post office, and it's now the new pub. So that's pretty cool that that is happening. Friday is the Rock Creek Alliance annual party at Matchwood Brewing. That's going on from 5 until 8. There's music by Beargrass, Silent Auction, No Host Beer, Wine. Food, of course, is available. Go to rockcreekalliance.org for more on that, rockcreekalliance.org. There's a POAC Arts Party on Friday as well. And there's an event with a gourmet dinner catered by Ivano's, No Host Bar with cocktails, etc. Lots of entertainment. For more information on that POAC Art Party, go to artinsandpoint.org. Artinsandpoint.org. Also Friday, as if all those things weren't enough, there's a fundraiser for the Panada Theater. And the first of what we hope is many monthly fundraisers for the Panada with the local band Harold's IGA. Always a lot of fun. That'll be at McDuff's Beer Hall from 6:30 to 9:30. And it's free, of course, to go to see music at the Beer Hall. But 100% of anything donated will go to the Panada's restoration efforts. So a great night. And thank Ben and Katie and everybody and Harold's for donating their time for that. Of course, this Saturday is Sandpoint Farmers Market, the last month of the Farmers Market. Kickoff Saturday, 9 a.m. until 1. And the second annual Lazy A 0.08K fundraising walk. You walk across the parking lot at the beer hall and back. It's brought to you by the Angels over at Sandpoint. It's a great fundraiser for all the great programs that they put on. For you can go to Eventbrite to register for that, or you can go to Angels angelsoversandpoint.org. That's angelsoversandpoint.org for more information, or just show up at the beer hall at noon on Saturday. We have coming on the show here in just a minute, we have Dr. Vince Huntsberger with us from Bonner General Health. He is the director of emergency medicine. Tell us the latest there. We have Kari from Ting, and we have Ron Ragone from the Panada Theater. So stick around.
Hi, Jim here from the Pondere Winery to announce our 2020 Chardonnay as August's Wine of the Month. Come enjoy a glass with a friend and share a lovely artisan pizza handcrafted by our talented kitchen crew. Art Walk continues through the end of August, so you still have time to come check out beautiful art by Dan Carpenter and Denise Knight. We also have an amazing lineup of music for the month, so check out our Instagram and Facebook accounts to stay current with all that's going on. We're open 12 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday, so join us for a one-of-a-kind experience at the Pondere Winery.
Planning to ride waves behind your boat this summer? Remember to respect shoreline homeowners and other boaters and mind your wake. Stay at least 200 feet away from the shoreline and docks. Keep tunes at a reasonable level. Homeowners can hear loud and clear just 80 feet away. Limit repetitive passes. Run the same line for a while, then move to a new part of the shoreline. Remember, mind your wake and have a great summer. A message from the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
At the co-op, we know it's pretty darn warm outside. We also know it isn't going to stay that way. So if you use energy logs or wood pellets, now is the time to give the co-op a call. The co-op is offering free delivery on energy logs and pellets through July and August. Free delivery is good for within 25 miles of the store. A $2 per mile charge applies thereafter. If you use propane in your home or office, now is also a great time to check into Co-op's propane products and services. If you aren't happy with your current propane provider, give Amy a call at 208-263-3338 and find out how easy it is to switch to Co-op propane. The inevitable chilly days of winter still lie ahead, so now is the time to let the Co-op help you get ready for them. Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820.
The Idaho RV Super Show is finally back. This will be the largest RV sale to hit the Northwest in years, and it's happening at the Post Falls Greyhound Event Center. All the top-selling travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes will be on full display at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls. Luxury motorhomes discounted up to $100,000. Gas and diesel Class C motorhomes starting at just $589 a month. Bunkhouse travel trailers with slides starting at just $169 a month. And luxury fifth wheels starting at just $289 a month. The first time ever. All number one selling brands in one location at the Post Falls Greyhound Event Center. Competing for your business. Hundreds of RVs on display with factory reps on site. Top dollar paid for trades. And special lender financing with banks and credit unions fighting for your business. It's the Idaho RV Super Show. Going on now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls, Idaho.
Payments based on 20% plus tax and license down. 5.99% APR OAC at 180 months, 240 months.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and we have via the telephone Dr. Vince Huntsberger, Director of Emergency Medicine at Bonner General Health. Vince, how are you?
I am doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And just checking in to see how things are going at the hospital this week. We got some stats from Kristen just a minute ago saying that there are, as of this morning, three COVID inpatients at BGH, two in medical surgical unit, one in ICU, all three with severe symptomatic COVID, and all three are unvaccinated, and also that 22 beds are occupied at BGH out of the possible 25. And that begs the question, are those numbers, 22 out of 25 beds occupied, is that unusual?
So, again, it changes over time. Mm-hmm. So the bigger issue now with our local community, obviously our hospital's full capacity most days. So the difference is we don't have any let-up now. So in previous years, you'd have days where you might have half capacity, so you might have 10 or 12 daily census, where it would spike up at times. But for the last 2 months, we don't have that. It's always at 95 to 100% capacity where you're keeping patients in the emergency department, which is really unusual for us. We usually don't have to board patients or hold them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big issue regionally is that you can't transfer. So we have a couple general surgeons, Dr. Canning, Dr. Williams. We have, you know, a couple cardiologists that do clinics, and we have our pediatricians, OB-GYN. But when you need more subspecialized care, we cannot transfer out. So if you have a stroke, it's difficult to get you at a bigger center. If you've had a brain bleed, we can't. Major traumas that require trauma surgeons, those are the cases. Or if you have a heart attack, we can't get you to a cath lab sometimes now to get a stent in your heart because of capacity at Cooney Health and Sacred Heart and Deaconess and Multicare. And so we spend many, many hours making many phone calls all the way to Bozeman, Montana,
mm-hmm.
to Seattle, Washington, trying to get the care for patients in our community that they need. And there's just no capacity in the region.
Yeah, we
our hospital.
Found out yesterday afternoon that Kootenai Health was actually expanding their beds to, I think, a former classroom and turning it into a hospital ward just because they are at complete capacity. So when you have COVID patients in the hospital, how is caring for them different than other patients?
So COVID patients just take a lot more resources. So if they're intubated on a ventilator, you have to flip them. So they don't get bed sores. The ones that have severe COVID now require one-on-one with a nurse. They require a respiratory therapist if they're on high-flow oxygen or a BiPAP or CPAP. If they're intubated, you have to have full gear on. So you have to have an N95, and you have to have glove, gowns. You do full isolation precautions. And some of the nurses are in there for hours, right? They might be in there 8 to 12 hours and not get a break, not get food.
Wow.
So it's just a huge strain. And the other issues that we have with capacity are staff. So you've got nurses that struggle with being in the room for a long time, respiratory therapists. So mm-hmm. the burnout's huge in our hospital and our region and our country because of the number of COVID patients we're caring for and how much more effort they take, and to see when they don't do well and they die. That's really difficult on healthcare professionals to watch our younger population and some of our grandparents die from COVID. So it's just a real strain on the system as far as emotions. And then just the day-to-day to care for them is immensely more energy and effort and time consuming.
Yeah, that's got to be brutal on employees and the rest of the staff. So are all of the COVID cases that we're seeing around here unvaccinated people, or is it like the average across the country where some vaccinated people are still coming down with this new variant?
Yeah, so it's similar. We're a little higher that me personally, I've only seen one vaccinated patient that was hospitalized with COVID with other comorbidities, and then you kind of have that discussion as, is it totally COVID or is it, you know, some other disease process just related with COVID since they have it? So you always debate that, which for me, there's been the one for me personally. And then I think that might be the only one in our facility. So we have had a much higher rate of unvaccinated compared. If you look at big systems, some of that's been 80 or 90%. If you look at Kootenai Health's recent data, there were 97% unvaccinated, 3% were vaccinated. So the numbers are really there. I mean, you need to get the vaccination. It's the thing that we can do quickly to help preserve lives and morbidity, because it's not just about lost lives. It's about long-haul COVID and people having to go on oxygen. And, you know, another issue with our community and our hospital is oxygen capacity. First of all, the hospitals had days where we struggled to get enough oxygen into the system because the pipes aren't big enough to keep people on ventilators and BiPAP. And we can't get oxygen to send people home with. So it's very limited. So what I call our oxygen suppliers, if someone's, you know, in their 40s and they need oxygen and they're going to go home and we think it's a reasonably safe plan, then we'll try to give them home oxygen. But that hasn't been able to happen all the time. So we aren't able to get them what they need. And then they're in our emergency department until a bed opens up, either our facility or another, and that can take days and days. And it can, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen to get them out of our facility.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of a hot button topic around here about to get vaccinated or not. What are some of the misconceptions you're experiencing on people not getting vaccinated?
So I think hopefully the FDA fully approving the visor will take that off of it. So that's been fully approved. That's been through science and scientists and looking at data. There's been over 1 billion vaccines given in the world. The safety profile is excellent with all of them. With anything we do, there's going to be some side effects. But if you take Moderna, there's know, 2 in a million chances that you have an allergic reaction or a severe allergic reaction or get hospitalized. So the problem with the unvaccinated is when they don't want to take the vaccine, but then they get to the hospital and they want all the medications to treat it, which are being used off-label and are emergency use authorization. So go get the medication, the vaccination that is now fully approved. The other two are emergency use that are proven effective and proven safe. And the safety one's the big issue. And so vaccines in general don't cause long-term issues. It's really about that initial allergic reaction if you have that, because vaccines, whether you go the MMR or polio, I mean, they don't show issues 10 years down the road. It's really about when you get it. And there's very, very, very few people. And the risk of getting the disease way outweighs the risk of getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And again, we got to think of our neighbors. We've got to think of community. It's about getting it for everybody else. If you can get enough people to get it, then we reduce the disease process. It becomes likely endemic. We're always going to see this, but it's going to come to a level of, you know, we're not overloaded hospitals and CUNY Health's not building classrooms with 25 extra beds and you know, Bonner General Health's not at 100% capacity most days of the week. And that's something we've never seen. That's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And if people don't, you know, work in medicine and they don't see that, they have to believe it. It's real. It exists. And this disease is killing people. And we're seeing our hospital, not only for COVID, the problem is that you can't treat other regular processes. Again, I can't send someone to CUNY Health if they have a heart attack and they need a stent. They'll say, no, we don't have any beds. Mm-hmm. Keep them there. So it's very substandard and different types of practice than we're used to. And people have to believe that. They have to listen to their trusted health professionals. You know, we went through medical school. We trained. We read papers. You can't listen to your news channel or your friend or, again, the Fox News host or the CNN news host. They are not medical. They are reporters. So you have to go to the source of data that's someone that studied, went to medical school, trained, is a practitioner, you know, went to nurse practitioner school. You know, the training you need to be able to pass along, you know, the correct information, because we're dealing with a lot of disinformation and misinformation mm-hmm. out there with people because they're listening to pundits on TV. And it's like, They're reporters, right? They're not scientists. They're not epidemiologists. They're not physicians. They're not medical. You really have to listen to our Panhandle Health District. You have to listen to CUNY Health, Bonner General Health, you know, Sacred Heart, Deaconess, MultiCare, epidemiologists, scientists. You know, we have to take their information. And we're not perfect, right? Nobody's perfect. So have they made missteps? Absolutely. And we'll probably make a few more. But, like, we have to take the information we have at the time. And currently you have to say, what's going to get us out of this phase 4 and hopefully not phase 5 mm-hmm. because we don't have any idea where we're at in this endemic or this pandemic, right? This could be the very beginning of this. If it keeps mutating and we keep having issues, then it could keep phase 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? We're in phase 4, which has been the worst so far from hospitalizations. It's been the worst in the caseloads of going up, and the death rate hasn't been as high because of vaccinations, but like, overloading hospital systems currently has been worse that we've seen since the very beginning of this pandemic. And it's a worldwide pandemic. So mm-hmm. everybody's got to do the part. Every person's got to get vaccinated. Every person's got to just be a little more careful. And we don't need a lockdown again. That's not going to work. And we yeah. shouldn't do that. But we should go inside and wear a mask now, vaccinated or unvaccinated. You should wash your hands. You should not go to a wedding with 300 people, all from different states. We shouldn't be traveling to Hawaii right now. People have to kind of go back and say, hey, what's my risk? What am I doing? Am I vaccinated? Am I not vaccinated? You know, make that choice of what you're going to do. And if you don't get vaccinated, then again, wear a mask, mm-hmm. wash your hands. Like, don't go sit in the restaurant right now. Go sit outside on the balcony or get takeout. Like, support the local businesses. Let's keep them in business. I know they're struggling. And so we have to do everything we can to support them. But like, my family and I, several times a week throughout this pandemic, have eaten out more because I yeah. want to support a business, but we don't go inside and eat. And if they have outside service, that's much, much more safe. Again, being inside in, you know, less ventilated places is still where it's spreading. It's aerosolized. You know, science mm-hmm. fails to prove that touching surfaces isn't as likely to transfer it. So just those, you know, those things to mitigate risk and to think of it and to kind of go back and say, hey, the numbers are going up. We've got to change our ways. It's hard. I know humans and myself and my family, right? We plan to go to Hawaii at the end of September. Mm. That's on hold. We wanted to go do this and we wanted to go do that, but we're still going camping. We're still going to have the fire bands lifted, which is wonderful. We get to go cook a hot dog and be outside. And my son's still in soccer and it's outside and it's much safer. So those things that we have to live our lives, but we have to look at everybody and be a community and think of the ways that we can mitigate this and improve our lives and hopefully be done with this. But again, it all depends on what we do, because if we don't get vaccinated, if we don't change our ways, this is phase four, and then the phase five and on will continue to come if we all don't do our part. And it's a worldwide thing, too, though. This is a worldwide pandemic. We have to get vaccines to a lot of other countries, and this doesn't just end with, you know, Sandpoint being good, Spokane, and the United States. It's global. There'll be more, you know, India variants and UK variants, South African variants, American variants. Like, so it's a pandemic. We have to treat it like a pandemic, but we have to do our part, too. It comes to a world and 7 billion people, but it also comes to an individual. And then come to choices, and please talk to your physicians, your trusted medical and science providers, and read stuff from the CDC and the FDA. These are our top scientists. These are the best trained people we have. They're Ivy League trained. They're, you know, out of the really, really good schools. And you have to believe them. You have to trust them. We can't listen to our news hosts. It's, mm-hmm. We want to trust them, but they're not science-based. They don't read papers. They didn't go through the education and training and everything that I did, my colleagues did, and trusted people in our community, in our region, and then our country.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Vince Huntsberger, Director of Emergency Medicine at Bonner General Health, and obviously this variant, the Delta variant, because there were a few variants before it of COVID, but this one is just a different animal and is spreading mostly amongst unvaccinated people like wildfire. Vince, there's been talk lately about a possible booster vaccine coming up in the future. I was just wondering, you know, like, say, for example, I had Moderna. When boosters are available or deemed necessary, should a person who has Moderna just stick with that? Or do you think they're going to be interchangeable? Or has there been any discussion about that yet?
They'll be interchangeable. It's what you have access to. So, yeah, they can be interchangeable. I mean, all vaccines, in a sense, have the same, especially the mRNA, right? You get the shot, develops immunity to it. It develops the mRNA and kind of replicates it, and then your body develops antibodies and memory T and memory B cells. So, you know, once the FDA pushes it out and says it's safe to get, I think any of the vaccines that you have access to will be beneficial to you, and that just bumps up your antibodies again. And again, it just gives you another little boost mm-hmm. in your ability to fight COVID if you see it. Just like we've already seen, if you've gotten vaccinated now, if you get the disease, your chance of hospitalization, you want to take a bigger facility, take like CUNY Health, 3% of people in their hospital have been vaccinated, so 97% are unvaccinated. So it's just that extra layer of protection. And so it's safe, it's effective. The third won't be any different than another shot, and it's whatever one you got. So if you got Moderna, gotcha. And there's Pfizer, if you got J&J, and then you get Moderna, they'll have to tell us what they're going to recommend. But I personally, me as my own individual physician, and a person, I would take the one that was available to me. And if I had a choice, like if I got Pfizer, I would take Moderna now. It's different. If J&J is available to me, I would take J&J. They all have very, very safe profiles, side effect profiles, negative profiles. So very, very safe. And that's what you really have to push to people. They're very, very safe. Now, everything has a risk, right? But when you're talking one in a million, one in millions, it's just such a low risk compared to the disease process. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for humans to think in populations. You have to think of hundreds of millions of people, billions of people. So, in large populations, it is very, very unlikely. But there is going to be one in a million people that have an allergic reaction that has to go to the emergency department, and it sucks for that one person. But the 999,999 don't have that.
Yeah. Dr. Vince Huntsberger, I'll let you get back to work. I really appreciate you phoning in and giving us an update, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bob. Anytime.
All right. Take care. Dr. Vince Huntsberger with the Emergency Medicine Department at Bonner General Health. We are going to take a break and kind of switch gears when we get back. We'll be talking crazy fast fiber internet with our good friend Kari Sakamano from Ting right after this.
There's magic in the fair. The North Idaho State Fair, presented by Findlay Post Falls and ICCU, is doubling the fun in 2021. August 20th through the 29th, the North Idaho State Fair brings you 10 nights of action-packed arena shows, monster trucks, demo derby, extreme bulls, and rodeo. Don't miss summer's best action at the North Idaho State Fair August 20th through the 29th. For more info, visit nisfair.fun. See you there.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
If you've been wanting to try some new food options, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonner's Ferry is the place to go. Located across from the post office, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free, corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. Elba is also making chicken and pork tamales. Jay serves a great American menu, along with his latest, garlic goat cheese lamb burgers. Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria, now open Sundays from 10 to 6.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
I was part of trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
Labor Day weekend and Schweitzer's Fall Fest are fast approaching. Check out an impressive selection of regional beers and great local live music. The perfect way to wrap up summer. For all the info on lineups, lodging, shuttles, and more, visit Schweitzer.com.
All right. We are back, North Idaho, Thursday. And Kari Sakamano is with us once again from Ting Crazy Fast Fiber Internet. Kari, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bob.
Good. Just thought we'd switch gears a little bit here and talk about other things.
Something a little, like, joyful.
Yeah. And talk about joyful. Ting Internet is, I'm so glad you guys came to town, to Canadian company, and then just loved the Sandpoint. I think, you know, you guys deserve to have better internet. And you come down. I love it at my house. You provided it for free for everybody during the festival at Sandpoint to do the ordering app to get food and drinks.
For the vendors and the artists.
And all of that.
Yep.
And is that going to remain at Memorial Field for people to use?
On special basis, they'll have to contact me if anybody wants to potentially use it. The Wi-Fi won't be there. That's not set up that way. That was temporary for now.
Oh, gotcha.
But what we do have there is we have internet into the press box on the top of the grandstands. So we're giving that to Lake Ponderay School District and Chris from here to broadcast the games, live games from the stadium there.
But we have done broadcasts through old school phone lines. I remember at some away games we had like a 50-foot-long cord connecting to a telephone in the athletic director's office, and we've done it through cell phones, and we've done it through just a weird variety of antennas, but now through Ting's internet is another step.
You'll be able to hardwire right in and get a gig up and down.
Wow. That is amazing. So thank you very much for doing that.
No, we're hoping to do a lot more things for the community as we go, but that's the latest one.
Well, you keep doing things like that. I saw Ben Olson's article about you guys a week ago about matching donations to the reader.
Oh, and for the reader, yeah.
Yeah, that's above and beyond. And you guys just continue to – why do you give so much?
You know, that's one of the bases of the company is just giving back to the community you're in because we really feel that's important. And which is also why, as we talked in an earlier show, why I joined Ting, because that really impressed me, being my hometown since I was 10, you know, this is just, it's an amazing part of my job to be able to do this.
Yeah, that is great. You guys have a back to school special going on?
We do. We have a back to school special. It ends August 31st. It's a $200 credit towards your monthly bills, a free standard install, and a $25 gift card. That's if you get the gig product. And the promo code for that is school2021. And with that, with every order, you'll be entered to draw into a drawing to win a tech prize pack, which includes a Chromebook, a Bluetooth speaker alarm clock, a keyless keyboard and mouse combo, some earbuds, some more Ting swag, and a really trendy Herschel backpack, and that'll be drawn on September 1st.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's really great. And I just want to add that our last promo, which was about smart homes, we had $25, I think it was, for every order come up. And we're going to donate $650 to Habitat for Humanity here locally to help them out. So those are my favorite promos, the ones where we give back to the community.
So if you want to take advantage of this one, the $200 credit plus a $25 gift card, your promo code as you go online to order is school2021.
Exactly. And there's also a landing page if you want, which is, might be a little easier. And that's at internet.ting.com/back-to-school. Two being a two, like a number two. So gotcha. Back to school.
And you can just set it up online, or do you need to call somebody? Or?
You can do it online. It works probably 99% of the time as anything in life. But if it doesn't work, you just call in and give it to them. Or you can just call in if you prefer to do that versus online anyway.
Or if you need to be coached through it or whatever. You
can exactly.
Go online and get their toll-free number, and some of the nicest people on earth will talk to you. We'll talk to you through it.
We're very, very happy to help. And usually we can get people right away as soon as they call. Depends if there's a load for some reason. But, you know, I think some of our advisors are the best people in the world to work with.
Yeah. I've personally experienced that. And turned out the problem wasn't a Ting problem. It was my problem. Anyway, so how's it going? Last time you were here, you're talking about expanding to new areas outside of the general downtown area. How is that going, and where are you guys now?
It's going pretty good. We should be lighting up parts of Dover starting in the next few weeks.
Wow.
Which will be great. Took a little longer than we were hoping for, but that's construction. It just is what it is. And then after that, mid-September, we should start actual construction in Kootenai.
Wow. That's a major step forward in Kootenai. Two of my kids were on the show yesterday. We were talking about growing up in that area and how we were used to live on a dirt road, and all Kootenai just seemed like, as Willie said yesterday, it was the Wild West.
It was a long ways out from Sandpoint when we were all growing up.
Yeah. And there were no police. I mean, but now they get Ting internet. So that's a step, and the population out there has grown immensely in the last 30 years. So
yeah. In the last 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. So what's next for Ting after that? Are you thinking Ponder Point and points beyond?
Possibly Ponder Point. Hopefully, you know, we'll be getting there. That's my hope at this point, with how late it is, depending on what the winter's like. You know, that might have to wait till next year. Otherwise, we're just busy with our community stuff. So helping sponsor the Chafe 150, and that one's going to end up, we do the Wi-Fi for the registration for them too, besides being a sponsor. We have the Sandpoint High School Air Force Cybersecurity National Competition, and we're supporting two SHS teams for the year-long competition that happens. So that's pretty fun, because they're really well known for how you know, the cybersecurity here in Sandpoint. Nobody would know that, but they're amazing teams. And we got Pondere Days coming up. And, you already mentioned the Reader, which is exciting.
Yeah.
It's been exciting. So we'll have more fun stuff coming on. And I love every day of working with Ting.
So how are you involved with Pondere Days?
We will have a booth there.
Okay.
And for any information, and there'll be a giveaway for anybody who orders with a QR code that we'll have there. So if you have any questions about Ting and what we offer and where we're at this time, and maybe potentially future plans, come see me at the booth.
And the Copper Mountain Band, who just played at the fairgrounds, will be playing at Pondere Days this year. It's a great event, and it's located in that
Harbison Field.
Yeah, Harbison Field, which is that field where nothing happens here except for Ponderay Days, as far as I know, behind the Hoot Owl.
Yep.
And it's just a great event. Well, there's beer garden. There's all kinds of vendors and food, and it's free to get in. It's a really cool thing.
Last year, they built a new stage, and they're hoping to make that even bigger. And they're hoping to do a lot more community events there.
Good. This is all good. So, again, I want you to plug your back-to-school special because it's only good for a few more days.
Only a few more days until August 31st, and it's a $200 credit with a free standard install and a $25 gift card, and the promo code is SCHOOL2021.
And is it ting.com?
You can go to internet.ting.com/back-to-school, two being a number, and that'll get you exactly to the promo. But otherwise, you can also call in with that promo.
I was going to say, if you're old school and you just want to talk to somebody locally about Ting, how do you do that?
You just call 208-946-5404, and an advisor will help you with whatever you need.
208-946-5404. Ask any questions or help get through the website and get signed up and all of that.
Absolutely.
Kari, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all that Ting does for the Sandpoint community, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you. A lot of fun.
Yeah. We are going to take our final break for today, and we'll come back. We have Ron with the Panada Theater with us, talk about the Night of the Bards. It's happening this weekend at the Panada Theater, and we'll find out all about it right after this.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203. So come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Taylor and Sons Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet. Our family's been operating the Chevrolet dealership serving the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Chevrolet has been represented in the Sandpoint area for nearly 100 years, and throughout the majority of that time, two local families have operated the dealership. What this adds up to is experience. Taylor and Sons boasts the largest, most modern service department in the area, staffed with experienced technicians and advisors with hundreds of years of combined experience in the group. Taylor & Sons sales department is led and staffed by a group of longtime Sandpoint locals with our community's best interest at heart. With nearly 300 verified reviews, Taylor & Sons carries a 4.8 out of 5-star rating on Google. What this means is that Taylor & Sons is the premier location in North Idaho to consider replacing your current vehicle or maintaining and repairing the one you currently have. You can view all of our current inventory and service specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Ready to head out on your next Idaho adventure? Before you do, there are a few simple steps to keep Idaho's outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Plan ahead and be prepared with extra water. Pack out all your trash. Help prevent wildfires by putting your campfire dead out. Finally, please be courteous and treat the land, water, wildlife, and other recreationists with respect. For more information on how you can recreate responsibly this summer, visit recreate.idaho.gov.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and our guest is Ron Regoni with the Panada Theater. And Ron, you are on the board of directors?
Yes, I am.
And what's going on at the Panda Theater?
Well,
I've seen a lot of work on the marquee out front.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That, there's a number of projects that the Panda requires. It's an aging building.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt that the marquee was number one priority. You know, and you think about it, that's the little lights up downtown. That's, the main drawing card downtown. So we need to keep that light lit, and it will be.
And it will be.
And very soon. They're in the process of working. We were hoping it would be done this weekend so that we can highlight our play. However, you know, things do get drawn out sometimes.
Yeah.
And as a result, it'll be soon. And when we do it, I think we're going to have a bit of a lighting ceremony, and we'll bring in the crowds and everything. So, we hope to have that very soon.
Good. So coming up very soon is the play you just mentioned. It's Night of the Bards. What's that all about?
Okay. It's a series. In this particular case, it's five short one-act plays written by locally known playwrights.
Oh.
And, of course, we have a lot of talent in this town as far as actors are concerned and lighting technicians and so on. And we hope to put them all together to give everyone an outstanding night of entertainment. It's live at theater. It's at the Panada. Opening night is tomorrow night. That's Friday the 28th. I'm sorry, the 27th.
Yes.
Friday the 27th. Doors open at 7. Curtain departs at 7:30. Same thing with Saturday night. And then we have found that this has always been a very successful town with Sunday matinees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a 2 o'clock matinee with the doors opening at 1:30.
I have also always personally been partial to Sunday matinees whenever they have like the full screen movies we used to have. That was my favorite time to go.
I agree.
2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's like, this is awesome.
When we were kids, we grew up, and it was the thing that you just went to. In this case, it was Saturday nights, and you saw, or I'm sorry, Saturday afternoons, and you saw cartoons and serials and the Roy Rogers movie.
All of that stuff. It was a while back.
Yes.
So Night of the Bards, back to that. It's five completely different little plays?
Completely different plays. They range from, the age range as far as the actors are concerned. A young lady is 12 years old, and she has a very key role in one of the more poignant plays. And then the other is me at 80, where I play a grumpy old...
You're not 80 years old.
Yes, I am. I may not look it, but
you
trust me, Bob, I feel it.
You do not look 80. You look great.
Anyway, they range from some light comedy and then some heavy-duty drama.
Mm.
So there's everything in between. We're gonna meet all the genres.
And what is it, you think about it? You know, well, five plays, is this a marathon? I mean, how long does it take?
Oh, okay. Well, the curtain opens at, that metaphorically, is at 7:30. And we should have, there will be a 15-minute intermission after the third play. And we should have everybody out of there by 9 o'clock, 9:10.
Oh,
something like that. It'll still be early.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And is the Panada? I know you guys went on a summer hiatus, and really nothing going on there. Has went through some changes, and I know the board's been working very hard to regroup. Will it have popcorn and concessions?
Oh yes, all the concessions will be there. It'll be everything, you know, from beer and wine to popcorn and candy bars and whatever else people like when they go to the theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you can't not get popcorn.
Absolutely.
You smell that, you're just going to go.
That's just un-American.
It's unhuman, is what it is. So is this like a kickoff for the Panada to come?
We were hoping just that. You know, it would be the starting of a vibrant new season. And COVID has a way of rearing its ugly head.
Yeah.
You know, it pretty well, the initial Night of the Bards, which was scheduled for last year.
Remember that.
Was greatly hampered by the COVID presence.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still at our theater, at the Panada Theater, we are still utilizing the protocol.
That was my very next question.
People will be separated. And, you know, it's a big theater. It's a big theater. And, you know, a modest-sized crowd, we'd certainly be able to keep them separated. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I know that Panada holds a little over 500 people, as I recall, and you're only allowing 200.
That's correct.
And at least it was last year where you'd come in, enter on the left and go around and exit on the right.
No, we won't be doing that.
Okay.
All of our... Our concessionaires, they will be masked. All the staff will be masked. We're asking that it's up to the individual patron to determine whether or not they wish to wear a mask, and it'll be their choice.
It's becoming the norm.
It sort of is.
It is. Yes. So you said there's a lot of projects going on with the Panada. We have a few more minutes. You want to touch on some?
We are in... as we speak, Kitty Gray, she's our chairman of the board.
And she's had her on the show 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Well, she is currently casting something that should be absolutely delightful, and that is a Young Frankenstein, the musical.
Yeah.
Yes. That was one of my favorite movies. It's a great classic.
And somebody walk this way.
Yeah, right. What hump?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's cast, and that's scheduled for the early part of November, and that should be a lot of fun. And that's going to incorporate a lot of our talent, of which we have plenty here in Sanborn, Idaho. So that's something to look forward to. We're also in the process of hiring an executive director.
Right, I've heard that.
And that is going to be a bigger hurdle to get over with, because then we can have that person take a lot of the responsibility that the board has taken on to itself. So that being done, and our marquee, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, what do we do with the little theater? We've got a lot of plans, and... we'll just see how the grants come in, how the donations come in, et cetera, to determine whether or not some of our real grandiose plans, connecting both theaters, would be wonderful if we could do it. And that is something that we're going to strive for.
So how would that work?
Well, there are some drawings on the guy that could date back around 10, 11 years that were done where you take out... See, the two buildings are connected to one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're adjoining. And
I've been in a little theater. We used it as a waiting room for an event that I was on stage for, and it was in February, so we had to go outside, and it was cold. It was like 10 degrees, and then back up the steps into the main theater.
Okay. Well, the little theater, while it is a black box theater, theoretically, it's lacking. You know, it needs it's just not up to par with good black box theaters. And that would be one of the things, of course, that would be rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
The connecting of the two theaters would make it a complex, a campus, if you will. And it'll be the Panada, and it'll refer to both theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And by connecting them, it expands the Panada's lobby, which is rather small for a theater of 500 people.
Absolutely.
You know? So it looks great. Now, can it happen? I certainly hope so. We're going to try.
Yeah, very good. We're talking to Ron Ragone, and with the Panada Theater. He's on the board and also involved with all of the activities that go on there. Don't miss Night of the Bards this weekend, premiering on the Panada Theater main stage. Five original one-act plays, all written by locally known playwrights. Friday and Saturday evening, doors at 7, curtain, as Ron said, at 7:30, and tickets are $15, and there is a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., and tickets are $12, and students are just $12 at all of the shows. You can get tickets in advance at Eve's Leaves. They will likely be available at the door, or you can go to panada.org and find out more.
And all the proceeds go to the Panada.
All the proceeds go to the Panada. And I mentioned Friday, Harold's IGA is kicking off a concert series to all the donations you make will go to the Panada Theater as well.
Right.
And that's Friday evening, you know, Ben and Katie and Harold's IGA at McDuff's Beer Hall, which I've been known to frequent.
Go on.
So I'll be there. Will you be there? All right. Well, that's it for us here today. Ron, thanks for all you do for the Panada and the town, and keep up the good work.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.